describes how the sewers, the troughs in the base of Mikdash ran red with human blood. And Alexander Yanai attempted to arrest all the leaders of the Prushim whom he could, and those whom he could catch he executed by crucifixion. He hung them on the road outside Yerushalayim. Most of them escaped, but not all of them. And they fought a pitched war against him. Not only did they fight a pitched war against him, but they appealed to Cleopatra's son to help them. And he sent an army. And it's just to show you what a bloodbath this is, in his army were battalions of Alexandrian Jews. And they fought the army of Alexander Yanai outside of Jericho, and Alexander Yanai lost. And Talmai Lotareus now attempted to march upon Jerusalem, but the Jewish soldiers in the Egyptian army deserted. They had had enough. They no longer wanted to fight their brethren, and they did not want to be part of the sacking of Jerusalem. So they left. When they left, so he couldn't put his army back in order again, so he withdrew. But that had a sobering effect on Alexander Yanai. I want you to know, Alexander Yanai, in all of his wildness, he was still a son of the Hashmonaim. He had something in him. And he looked around and saw the shambles, the debacle that had happened, the civil war, the destruction of the country, the fact that Jews fought Jews, and the fact that Jews, the Prushim, were willing to bring in outside forces to bring him under. So he called a truce, and he came back to Jerusalem, and through the efforts of his wife, Shlomis Alexandra and Mamalka Shlomzion, he attempted to come to an accommodation with the Prushim. The Prushim made an accommodation with him as follows. They told him, you run the government, but we'll run the people. We'll run the Torah. You don't tell us no laws about religion. And if you want to be the Kohen Gadol, you have to be the Kohen Gadol under our rules. From that time on, and the Mishnah records it for us, from that time on, the Prushim made every Kohen Gadol take an oath before Yom HaKippurim that he would perform the service in the temple according to the halacha of the Prushim, and that he would not have any minhogim, any customs of the tzedukim performed in the temple. And an oath, taking an oath by the Shem Hashem, was of such a nature that even the worst person would not violate it willingly. And the Gemara tells us that the Sanhedrin wept because they had to administer such an oath, and the high priest wept that the situation was such that they couldn't trust him. But the compromise was that religious life in the country would pass back to the hands of the Prushim. Shimon ben Shotach reemerged. His sister convinced him to come back out of hiding. He took over the Sanhedrin again. Now all the tzedukim got kicked out. Were replaced by the Prushim. The educational system of the country passed into the hands of the Prushim. The tzedukim were winnowed out of the kahuna. And the religious life of the country passed again in the hands of the rabbis and of those who supported Torah Shebaal Peh. And Alexander Yanai made peace with that. And the last 10 years of his life, he dies in the year 76, before the Common Era. The last 10 years of his life were years of peace and contentment. The years when the Empire of Israel was the largest that it had ever been since the time of Solomon. And the economy of the country was strong. And the Prushim were in control, the religious life of the country was strong, it was a golden age, but it only lasted 10 years.